Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go into the 49ers locker room to say hello and how are you to a different player each and every week. This week, that player is fullback Kyle Juszczyk, who has been one of the absolute bright spots in an otherwise dimly lit season of early 49er football. He and George Kittle really have been the majority of the passing offense so far this year, which you don't see on a lot of teams. Heck, you don't even see the position of fullback on a lot of teams these days. Kyle Juszczyk, a dying breed. I like it an awful lot. You also don't get many NFL players from Harvard. So looking forward to this one. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's really good to have you on. I know that this season has got to be frustrating for a ton of reasons, and I completely understand that without a win at the end of the day, it can be a joyless exercise. But you have been such a bright spot. Can you at least enjoy the amount of production that you have given this team when they really, really needed you to give it to them?
Yeah, I think, you know, you always take pride in being able to go out there and make some plays when your team's counting on you. But, you know, like you said, it'd be a lot better to have those wins to go along with that production. It'd make it a lot more fun.
I don't want to say you're the only fullback left in the sport of football, but sometimes it feels that way, which is kind of nuts because this is a copycat league, and I'm surprised more coaches haven't watched what Kyle Shanahan has done with you and the wrinkle that you provide to this offense and think to themselves, well, I want one of those. We need a fullback.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised to see things start to trend in that direction. You know, the NFL is a cyclical league, and, you know, we've kind of moved towards that three wide receivers, and now the defense, they're using safeties as linebackers. You see all these hybrids. But really, that works to my advantage now because you're putting me on a smaller linebacker. And, you know, if you see more offense start to move towards having a fullback, they might have to start bringing in those bigger linebackers. And I feel like it's just a cycle. And then we're just in a stage right now where there's not as many fullbacks.
We're watching, Kyle, we're watching this game sort of evolve right in front of our eyes. Like the Golden State Warriors were an evolutionary step, I think, in the sport of basketball. We're now seeing an evolution in the sport of football, not through one team, but through a new set of rules and smart coaches who know how to take advantage of them. Do you feel like you've got more room to work in 2018 than you did in 2015?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good comparison with basketball. But, yeah, I feel like I do a little bit just because I'm matched up on different guys that I feel like gives me an advantage. So I do feel like I have a little bit more room to work, you know, and in the game now.
The torn ACL of Jimmy Garoppolo certainly let a lot of air out of the balloon. We turn to C.J. Beathard, who I know has the respect of that locker room because he's basically a human crash test dummy when he's out there. He plays as hard as possible. But what was it to the Monday after the Garoppolo diagnosis when the MRI came back official? That just must have been a brutal day. And I remember you talking about how, you know, Kyle gave everybody a little room to grieve, and that was actually an important thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, losing your starting quarterback is going to be gut-wrenching, no matter what team you're on and no matter who you have behind them. You know, he's the starting quarterback for a reason, and the team was counting on him, and we had high expectations. And, yeah, like you mentioned, Kyle, you know, he came into the team meeting that next day, asked how everyone was doing, and, you know, he told us, like, it's okay not to be doing good today. I mean, it is Monday, and we just lost our starting quarterback. Like, yeah, we're all grieving a little bit, but it's important that, you know, we're able to acknowledge it, but also move on and you know, show that support for CJ.
49er fullback Kyle Juszczyk here on the Damon Brewer Show. It's a pleasure to have him. And Again, another rough Monday must have been this Monday, because you guys absolutely had one that I think you could have won and should have won, but it didn't turn out. You outproduced, I think, the Arizona Cardinals in every conceivable way. An offense can outproduce another offense, but it did not happen. How frustrating has this week been?
It's definitely frustrating come in there on Monday, and you know, you see the stats. You see that we had the ball twice as long as them. You see, you know, we ran for twice as many yards. We threw for twice, maybe three times as many yards. You saw the third down efficiency. We converted on 60% of third downs. They converted on like 20. So you see all those things, and you'd expect a different score, but then you go down and you look at the turnovers, and it's 5-0. And that just tells the whole story right there. You know, we have to do a better job of protecting that ball, and on defense, we got to do a better job of going and getting it. So that's really been the main focus for us this week, and something that we brought into practice.
As you prepare to go into Lambeau on Monday night, is that a stadium you've ever been to before? How much are you looking forward to this trip? Are you glad that it's not in the dead middle of winter?
Yeah, no, I've never played in Lambeau. I've been there on a pre-draft visit, but never been out there playing. Definitely happy that it's not December. But, you know, you look forward to these primetime games, and you look forward to going against a good team like the Green Bay Packers, so you can go out there and, you know, show your stuff.
There's an old saying about Stanford football that if you're smart enough to get offered a scholarship at Stanford, there's no way you're dumb enough to turn it down. If you're smart enough to be in Harvard, how could you be dumb enough to want to play in the NFL? And I mean that with all the love and the respect in the world.
Yeah, man. Harvard was an incredible experience and a great opportunity. But, you know, the love I have for this game, it was too much to not pursue something in the NFL. You know, I absolutely love, I love the grind. I love the detail. I love going out there on Sundays and playing in front of everybody. So that's a hard thing to turn down.
What is the one thing about Harvard football that we should know more about but just don't, because Ivy League schools don't get the love they used to?
You know, I don't think people realize what a successful athletic program it is in general, not just the football team, and just what a blue-collar program it is. You know, people, they expect a white collar, a bunch of prestigious private school kids, but it really isn't that. It's a lot of grinders, man, and it's a successful program. We've won a lot of games there.
Is Jeremy Lin like the greatest player in Harvard basketball history?
Yes, I think he might be, just for, you know, what he's done in the pros. But the basketball team's been incredibly successful as well. Always in the competition for the Ivy League championship, won some games in the tournament recently. So there's some athletes on that campus.
Have you played in an NFL game yet that felt like it had the sort of rivalry that Harvard and Yale have?
Nothing compares. I give credit to guys that, you know, play in Ohio State, Michigan, that have played in the Iron Bowl. Nothing compares to Harvard Yale.
What'd you get on your SATs?
SATs, I think at 1250.
God, you're smart. What'd you major in?
Economics.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be for a living right now, or would you have invented your own job, which a lot of people go to Harvard to invent their own industry?
You know what? I was very different from a lot of my teammates. I had all my eggs in, maybe not all of them, but most of my eggs in one basket, and that was football. So had I not made it to the NFL, I most likely would be coaching football. So I think I'm where I belong.
Were you a late bloomer, or were you an excellent student? Like, what got you to Harvard? How come you weren't offered at Stanford?
You know, I think I was a little bit of a late bloomer. I came from a really small high school in Northeast Ohio, and, you know, really didn't hit my stride until my senior year, which I think was a little bit late for some of those bigger offers like Stanford. And really developed throughout my entire college career. So, yeah, I think late bloomer would be a good term for it.
Kyle Juszczyk here on the Damon Bruce Show. You grew up in Northeast Ohio. Did you grow up a Browns fan?
For a little bit there, I was. But really, I was a Jets fan. Wayne Corbett was my favorite player. I loved the days of Vinny Testaverde all the way up to Chad Pennington and Curtis Martin, Keyshawn Johnson. Those were all some of my favorite players. So I grew up looking up to those guys.
What is the worst you or anyone in your family has heard someone mispronounce your last name?
I mean, there's too many out there. I mean, it's you throw all those consonants together, who knows what you're going to get. So it's been all over the place.
I mean, you've ever heard like first down Kyle Juszczyk?
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Does the existence of Mike Krzyzewski make it easier to get through your name?
I think so, man. The more Z's you can get in a name, the better.
Well, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, man. I know it's been rough going this year, but you guys do have the right attitude. I know you got the right grind. I know you got the right team. It's just a little banged up right now. When you look at what you need to do to get through this season with a modicum of success, like, I mean, if you want to say we're a playoff team until we're not, like, I do respect that, but you're Harvard. You're a smart guy. You know what's up here. So what is the goal? Instead of competing within the vacuum of each game, what can be done to make sure that 2018 isn't a disposable throwaway pause button year, but you got something to build on for next year?
Yeah, I think it may sound cliche, but we just have to go out there and get better every day. You know, you can't let these practices, you know, be taken for granted because we can't afford to. We just need to be more detailed in everything we do because we know we can't afford to make as many mistakes as maybe some other teams out there. So we have to really focus each and every day during the week in practice and carry those sort of things into the game and get that game experience.
You know, you were a guy who was going to be blocking for Jet McKinnon, and I think that that's an injury that all of us tried to minimize when it happened under the old, well, you can't really lose what you never had. As you started to practice with him, did you think, man, this guy's special? There's no doubt we can go somewhere with him toting the ball this year. And then when he went down, I mean, Breed has done a great job. He really has. But how much did McKinnon's injury put this entire offense behind the eight ball?
Yeah, it definitely hurt. Because Jet, I mean, to put it simply, he's a playmaker. He's explosive. You know, on any play, he can take it the distance. And that's important to have in an offense because it's not easy in this league to just churn out 10, 15 play drives and just methodically go down the field against these defenses. You know, people are too good. You need somebody that can hit a home run at any time. And to lose a guy like Jet like that, that's just one less guy that we have that can go out there and do that.
49er fullback Kyle Juszczyk, it's been a real pleasure, Kyle. Thank you for joining me. Our get-out question. For every 49er player this season, we were asking about shows that were power watched last year. This year, we're asking about music. What is the last song that you heard or album that you had to buy? Like, forget about Pandora, Spotify. You went to iTunes and you bought it. What's the last thing you bought?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I've ever bought an album of anything. I think I'm young enough that everything has really been on Spotify.
Well, thanks for making me feel like a crotchety old man at the ripe old age of 43. God, I'm going to go enjoy my oatmeal and Metamucil over here. Thank you very much, Kyle. That was great stuff. Kyle Juszczyk, 49er fullback. Thanks so much for him. I don't think I've ever been laughed off the air by a guest before, but that's exactly what just happened. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.